Well, we're waiting.
Okay.
If you guys know what that sound is, you know what you came here to hear. Welcome to another episode of the Interracial Odd Couple Podcast, Season 5, Episode 23. I am Sight.
I'm Gina.
And hopefully you are staying
high and right.
And walking around with positive vibes as always. What's up, everybody? Hopefully you had a good Thanksgiving weekend with the in-laws.
Yeah.
Yeah, we haven't recorded since we, because we went to Texas, ladies and gentlemen, to hang out with our oldest boy for Thanksgiving this year.
Yes, it was fun.
Yes, we did have a good time.
Yes, we did.
And if you can hear the apprehension in our voices, there's been a couple of exceptions, but other than that... Yes, we will visit that later on down the road. That'll be for season six. We will revisit some of that subject matter, exclusive content. But hopefully you did have a good Thanksgiving weekend. If you were able to spend it with family, friends, and loved ones, that's awesome. Don't take that for granted. If you weren't able to do so, hopefully you did what we encourage you to do. Reach out to somebody, reach out to friends, reach out to family, reach out to somebody. And go snag a plate from the ass. That to-go plate, yeah. Man. Got to have them to-go plates. Yeah. So, what's been going on here lately, baby?
Not much. I don't know. It's flown by so quick.
Yeah, man. This year is already over.
So, I don't remember what I've done.
Yeah, because it's been a lot of stuff. I mean, and everybody's getting ready for Christmas. For the Xmas shopping.
Yeah, I've been doing a little bit of that.
Yeah.
Yeah, a little bit here and there.
A little bit, my black ass. You've been doing a lot.
No, it's actually not. You know I don't do a lot.
Well, we'll see how many times Amazon knocks on the door over the next 2 weeks. But yeah, you have scaled it down in recent history.
No. Excuse me. No, the kids each get a gift, and they get a stocking that I do for them, which is just like a bag full of shit.
but you do keep a tradition with the kids. Again, they all get a Hot Wheel.
Yeah, they all get a Hot Wheel. But it's never been about presents.
Mm-hmm.
I never made it about presents.
Yeah. What was it meant for you?
Us together.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, I mean, half the time it was just open them up and let's go. We had to go somewhere else, or you know, so it wasn't. I just made it simple.
Yeah.
Mhm. Because I've seen how kids turn out when they get like a whole shitload of shit that they don't fucking need.
Yeah. Well, we all grew up around them spoiled motherfucking kids. We all grew up around them type. Y'all know what we talking about out there.
Mm-hmm.
You got that one friend or your cousins, because I had some cousins. Them motherfuckers got everything, man.
Mm-hmm.
They had the Ataris, the Nintendos, the Segas, the Barbie Dreamhouse. They had everything.
I was lucky enough to have an Atari when I was young, but... it wasn't something that I got to play either, but it was exciting to have it.
Why?
Because dad's control issues.
Oh, okay.
We can play with when he feels like it. So that was only maybe like once a month.
Well, fuck all that. This is when having that neighbor kid or cousins to have everything is a good thing.
Right.
Shit, go over there and play Mario Brothers. Shit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Just nothing I ever got into, I guess.
Mm.
I didn't get to. I mean, I played it all the time.
Because
she had everything. She had the Game Boys, this, that, Nintendos. Yeah. And I'd play a little bit, but no, I wasn't very good at it. I mean, I could never get past stage one on anything.
You got to be fucking kidding me.
No, not kidding.
What the hell?
Because I panic. I do the same as I
Babe,
do now.
Even as a child, really?
What would
the
happen?
Video games just make you panic, huh?
I would panic.
But you don't mind watching other people.
Oh, no, I love watching other people. I would watch hours playing. Is your fucking paperboy thing?
Paperboy thing? Come on, man. You can't disrespect Paperboy like that. That's a classic, man.
And, I mean, she can just whip around and throw all these papers everywhere and whipping and whipping and whipping and passing and passing. And I'm like, I can't even get past 2nd Street. And I would try for hours, and she was like, no, you got to do it this way. I said, I'm throwing it that way. It just would never work.
Who would have knew we would have opened up with some video game talk? But hey, we're here. But yeah, man, it does help too to also have some of those friends and some of those cousins or whatever, man, to go play them games. If you couldn't get them in the house, man, I used to do the same damn thing. Used to go over to my cousin's house. I was like, man, y'all got this. Okay. Until eventually, you know, my dad started buying stuff for us too later on, you know, and stuff because, you know, at the time he was working on getting his shit together. One of the times before he got thrown out for like the 9th time. But, you know, I do remember having a Nintendo when it first came out.
Oh, that's cool.
Until it got pawned.
I was waiting for that one.
Woke up one morning like, yeah, man, I'm going to play some Blaze of Steel or some Tecmo Bowl. And that shit did not happen. And Ghost is doing, he's alive and well, ladies and gentlemen. He's doing okay.
He went with us.
Yeah, he went with us on our trip, switching from video games back to real life.
Yep.
He does better than the kids do in the car.
I told you he's really good. Except for every once in a while, he'll just, I don't know, just think he's got to get up closer to the front seat.
Yeah, he had his moments. He had his moments. But overall, he actually did a pretty good job, didn't you, buddy? Now lay down somewhere, man. There you go. Yeah. But we did have a good time on the trip, too. Video games was something that you just didn't get to play unless your dad was in the mood for. So, I got an interesting question that I just thought about.
Oh, what was that?
What was the worst Christmas present you've ever gotten?
I don't know. I would have no idea. I don't.
You
got
to talk towards the mic, dear. People can't hear you.
I know. I was trying to. I'm picking at shit. I'm trying to think. I don't know.
Come on. Everybody had that one Christmas present that was like, man, this is some bullshit.
I don't know. I don't remember. I mean, I know we'd get one pair of clothes and one toy and then a stocking. And then anything good that I got was just torn apart within a month.
Can you explain to possibly new listeners as to why? Oh, man. If you guys could see Gina's face right now. If you do, by the way, want to see some of Gina's expressions, we do have a few clips up on our social media platforms that are in the description. You can also check out our YouTube and just type in Interracial Odd Couple, and you will see one of the videos in particular that we did when we played our game.
Yeah, that was fun.
Okay,
but anyways.
But yeah, she just rolled her eyes and had all kind of spice in her face. But why did everything get taken apart, man?
I guess my brother just wanted to see what was on the inside. And he did that. And then he would tear everything apart and then not know how to put it back together. So he would stash it somewhere under the bed or in the closet. Or hey, so I never got to have anything for very long.
That's some bullshit. It really is some bullshit. No wonder you clocked him upside the head. Man, elder brother, I want to tear everything apart. And then I'm sure a lot of listeners can relate to that, too, because there are, especially in my nerd circle of friends, people that do that shit. They just want to tear shit apart. It's like, well, how the hell do I put this back? Well,
I'm 90%,
let me throw it away and act like nothing happened, you know?
I'm 90% sure he's still that way, taking shit apart, not putting it back together. He learned from my father.
Oh, golly, man.
Yeah.
So, but you still don't, you don't have nothing in particular or specific that you remember that was like the worst Christmas present ever?
I don't remember things. I mean, like, Mom would give me things that she, like, she would give me a candle.
Uh-huh.
But she would keep it. Because I can't have candles because I'm too young.
Are you sure your family wasn't black? I'm swearing.
Burned down the house. Oh. Well, darn.
Ooh, shit. Y'all black, man.
I'm like, who were you really buying this for? Yourself? But you just didn't want to tell dad? Whatever. Whatever.
You seen the schemes already. It don't take long.
They all schemed. No matter what we got, they played with it first. For weeks.
Really?
Yep. When we'd go to bed, they would play with shit.
What parents? Come on, man.
And then they'd put it back in the box.
If you are a listener that are listening to our podcast right now and you're one of those parents, stop it. Stop it. If it's for the kids, if it's for the damn kids, let the kids have fun, man. You know you don't know what the fuck you're doing on Call of Duty. I don't either. All right? Just knock it off, man. As soon as I spawn, I'm dead. I'm like, I don't want to play this no more, Kyle. I don't know what the hell I'm doing.
They don't know what's going on.
But I can get down to some Madden, though. We can play some Madden, you know. But shit. Come on, man. If you're one of those parents, man, don't knock it off. Knock it off. Yeah. If you got it for the kids, man, then let it be for the kids.
Yeah, it's pretty fucked up childhood.
Oh, honey, I'm sorry about that.
Like I
said. Not everybody's childhood was that great either. Mine, you know, I had his bumps in the road too, like everyone else.
Like I said.
Man, you know, shit.
We learned what not to do.
And I've told this story on the podcast before about our parents one year, and that was probably the most presents we ever had. And that's when I was like, man, we doing good. We must be rich or something. And when I told this, I know I told this story on the podcast, but I'll tell it again. And my brother and I went snooping around and found all the presents. And then when we were hanging out at the neighbor's house, not long after that, the neighbor asked, and rest in peace, Randy. Love you, man. Hey, are you guys looking forward to Christmas? And my brother goes, yeah, I got new rollerblades. I got all, he just named everything that was stuffed in that closet. And I was standing there. My dad had this look on his face like, I'ma fuck you up. And I got fucked up. Yeah. They always have that, you know, that younger sibling. Or any sibling that just dimes everything out. Man, who wants siblings like that, man?
Oh, he was going through the closet, I don't know, for years and years and years. He would unlock their closet bedroom door and get in there and he'd go through everything.
You want some weed?
No, there's presents. He'd always snoop for presents.
Uh-huh.
And he would know exactly what everybody got. And I'm like, I don't feel right about that. We can't do it.
That motherfucker's like Monk.
He's like, but you got a new stereo. Oh, great. You're going to take it apart. So it's for you, not me.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
Just was waiting on you to at least giggle about it a little bit. Gina's staring off into space, you guys. Really like she was just reliving the situation. And she just has a look of just complete disgust on her face. Like,
I had to put myself there because the story wouldn't come out right. If I wasn't there.
Holy shit. You know what? Honestly, too, I don't know. I don't know, man. I never really had. I mean, because growing up for Christmas, I mean, for a good portion of our years, we was po too. And then by the time we wasn't po, my mom wanted to get all super religious, and then there was no Christmas no more.
Motherfucker, take away like Christmas.
Like, it's some bullshit. What? Come on, man. Jehovah will understand. Come on, Mom. Damn.
You know he must have liked presents, too.
Man, come on, man. But I will say one of the best gifts I did ever get, and I knew it was completely from my dad. I got a Michael Jordan and a Scottie Pippen jersey and a pair of Jordan shoes.
Yeah, your dad.
Yeah. That, I mean, shit, Chicago, shout out, what's up? Holla at us. My family, everybody, that's where we from, man. That's where my roots come from. Shout out to Chi-Town. Let's go. Bulls. There was no exceptions. It's bad enough I'm a Green Bay Packer fan. It wasn't going to happen in the world of the NBA. It was not happening. You were a Bulls fan. You liked Michael Jordan. The end. Mm-hmm. Football, bad enough. I wasn't a Bears fan. I was a Packers fan. But that was one of the best gifts I felt like I ever got. Because I felt like that was like, oh, yeah, Pop's looking out for a brother, man.
Nice.
They're looking out for me, man.
Nice. He didn't pawn it, did he?
No, man. Okay. He couldn't pawn that shit. I was in middle school. Okay. And that was the last pair of Jordans I ever received. Until my adult foot. No, I never bought. You know what's so funny? I have never bought a pair of Jordans. I did. Well, no, I take that back. I did buy one pair. They were the Carmelo Anthony editions, though.
Mm.
The Carmelo Anthonys. And those finally saw the trash can a few months ago when somebody cleaned out the closet.
Yeah. The, you and I.
Don't. Oh, here we go.
I tried on my shoes and they just fit so perfect. But I'm like, I can't wear them because I'm just. They're white, and I'm just so afraid I'm going to get them dirty, and I don't want them dirty. Like, they're so pretty.
I bought Gina a pair of Jordans, and they are nice. They fly as fuck, too. They probably worth, they probably worth a lot of money right now, too. Them was clean. Well, no, I shouldn't say that on the podcast.
We don't know.
Yeah, no, I do know, man. Them was some fly-ass Jordans. I was like, man, we can rock some Jordans together.
Yeah, but I don't want to get them dirty.
I didn't buy them. Because I didn't buy Jordans. I specifically, we went to the mall together and I bought you some Jordans.
And they are adorable.
And they also, you know, to go along with it, because I received the next pair of Jordans after the ones of the Carmelo Anthony ones that I got was, shout out to Bilal. He's been on the podcast. He gave me a pair of Jordans.
Yeah, Kyle.
That I still have.
Kyle got you.
And then Kyle got me a pair of Jordans a couple Christmases ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, that I've only worn twice. Because the motherfuckers is, they're... I forget which. I'm not a sneakerhead like that. Don't let me fool you guys, ladies and gentlemen. But I want to say they're like the Jordan slash LeBron slash... I don't know which type. No, no, they weren't. They're actually a Jordan edition something. They're like a limited edition.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're completely nice.
Yeah, they're like blue suede Jordans. They clean, though. They clean.
I know. That's why I can't wear mine. I want to so bad because I'm like, you're so cute. But no.
Well, we'll have to repost a new picture of that on our Instagram page or a picture of it or a video on TikTok.
Yeah.
So everybody can see the pair of Jordans that Gina has never worn. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to go ahead and switch subjects along the same thing that we're talking about right now. Fellas that are listening to the podcast right now. We appreciate the fellas that do listen to the podcast. Check this out, man. How many of you guys have women in your lives or significant others in your lives, whatever your flavor may be, that you have bought gifts for and they don't use them or wear them? How many of you guys?
Probably
go ahead and look at your significant other right now. And I know you're like, yeah, he's talking to you.
Yeah, it's probably true.
Like, come on, man. It doesn't matter if it's Christmas presents, birthday presents. Just a gift in general. How many times have you bought something for your woman or your significant other and they don't use it or don't wear it? I can't even count. I bought my babe. See, this is early on in our relationship. Let me go ahead and clarify that before I get into it. But I bought her what? Let's see. I bought you like $150 worth of spa treatments. Yeah, and
but look, this come is on, before man. He actually knew me.
Well, I mean, you still need to go to the damn spa and get pampered and treated. Get a nice massage.
I can't have massages like that.
Well, you can get your feet massaged. Get your feet massaged. They're going to work on your feet anyway.
I don't like people touching my feet.
Let the little minnows go ahead and eat the crusties off your toes.
And I don't like people touching my feet.
See what I'm saying? This is what I'm dealing with, people. Like, go get your hair done.
In the beginning, he must have thought I was high maintenance because he thought I probably needed that. I did not need that.
And don't take this the wrong way. Thank God I knew she wasn't high maintenance. Thank the Lord I knew she was a high maintenance. And she's still beautiful anyway. That's why we're still together after all these years before you give me that glare. Like, all I got for you is hot flashes and motherfucking mood swings, motherfucker. You better choose your words carefully. Now,
was that what I was saying? Wow, that was a lot.
Just joking. I'm just going. Let me go here.
Go.
But, see, you made me forget my train of thought.
You shouldn't have talked shit. Don't blame that one on me.
Man, but I'm just going back to the fact that, yes, man, I'll be trying to get you, phone ringing.
I know.
I don't even know where your phone is, actually. I knew he was going to get interrupted. Hear it, we'll though. Be right back after these messages and a word from our sponsors.
We got sponsors?
Well, hopefully you enjoyed those ads.
I hope they were good.
And thank you for that phone call, whoever that anonymous caller was, because you just helped me remember my train of thought. I knew you wasn't high maintenance by the fact that on our first actual sit-down date, you was like, that Bud Light pitcher is $5. I'm like, man, oh, yeah, we gonna be okay. She's a keeper. 100%. You think I'm playing.
No, we cheap.
Man, if we cheap. I get it. We do be cheap, though. Mm-hmm. But we ain't, I mean, I ain't gonna go there. But, come on, man. Just enjoy some of the finer gifts that I be trying to give you over the years. And this was before I knew you. I knew you wasn't high maintenance at the time just because of that damn picture. I knew that already. So I'm like, well, man, I see how hard you work. I see how much you sacrifice. I see how much shit you put up with. Go get pampered, man. Go relax. Go put some cucumbers on your eyes and shit and let them put mayonnaise on your face or whatever the fuck they do.
I don't want mayonnaise on my face.
I don't know what any of that is, but go enjoy it.
I don't either.
Let them rub your feet and do your nails and come on, man.
No.
Get a happy ending after the massage? I mean, shit.
Can I just go for the happy ending? And we call it good.
Sure, go ahead. But, yes, there has been gifts over the years that, you know, I'm sure other people too. It's like, man, I thought, why would she, you know what I'm saying?
I loved your intent and your thought, but I couldn't use it.
You could have used it in some kind of ways.
I could have brought product.
This is coming from a woman that would refuse to go get her hair cut for like 7 years. they could have did your hair.
No, they didn't do hair. It was, I could buy products, but those products I'd probably never use.
I also bought you, I remember that, like 2-3 years in a row. You used it the first year, and I bought you a tanning membership.
Oh, I love tanning.
See?
Yeah, I used it the first year.
Yeah.
I used it the second year.
Yeah, for like a week.
No, I went for about 2-3 weeks.
But it was for the whole summer.
No, the second one was for the month.
And I was like, if you want to keep going, then shit, let me know.
Right, no. I don't go.
See, if we cheat, I ain't mad at her for it, y'all.
Because I haven't been tanning in a really long time, but when I would tan, I would only tan for maybe about 3 weeks, and then I'd get over it. And then I'm the color that I need to be, so I don't, you know,
burn
or anything when the summer hits.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm okay. But when I spend a lot of time outside, then I turn really, really black after I do that.
It's fucked up, ladies and gentlemen, because when Gina decides to actually do tan and she be getting an in for real, she be darker than me.
It is, and it's a really pretty color too.
Man,
I mean, it's not
like she looking kind of exotic over here,
right? Like, out of nowhere.
What's happening right now?
But I'm.
I would try to say your name backwards, but I can't right now. Like, this is a new you. Look at this, and I'm like, that's some bullshit. You darker than me.
Me and the kids, it's been summers at the pools.
Yeah, but they stay white though. You?
No, they all tan.
No, they don't get like you. You get darker than me.
Yeah, I don't know why.
Now I'm even if one summer in particular, shout out to Gerard. He was like, "Damn, mama." He cracked a joke around. He cracked a joke when you were around. He was like, "Man, would you get you a new chick?" She looked just like mama, but she black. Oh, shit. I was like, word.
Oh, my.
It's a good summer. Just kidding. Shout out to Gerard, man. But, yes, I know fellas do go through that. They do go through some of those situations. But I do appreciate the fact that you like the simple things.
I do.
And I like simple things, too. Gina just asked me the other day what I wanted for Christmas. I told her mushrooms. That's it. Shout out to the psychedelic lovers out there.
I'm like, nobody can find it. So. that's probably not getting it.
If you like to message us, look at the description of our podcast. And we can work something out. No. No, but I don't be caring about having stuff either. Because for me, it's about us being together too.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly. And I like seeing everybody else's smiles on their face. I do. That's what gets me happy.
It is.
Seeing everybody else happy. It really does. But that is one of the things that is important to me. Is seeing the smiles on you guys' faces.
Mm-hmm.
Especially with no more braces.
Yeah.
But we'd hopefully, I mean, our son is supposed to be coming up for Christmas this year.
Right.
So we're going to be spending some time together.
Mm-hmm.
Having some family discussions.
Yes.
Having all those fun times with each other.
Yeah.
Ain't got to deal with them in-laws no more.
Nope, nope, nope.
Go ahead and start with the beginning of season, what are we in? Season 5. No. I'm just kidding, babe. But yes, the holidays are here. I know it's not always a happy time for everybody. And believe it or not, ladies and gentlemen, if you couldn't tell, it wasn't always a happy time for us either.
No. Speaking of family, Papa's been calling like crazy.
Oh, man. Here we go.
Uh-oh.
For those that have been listening for a while, you know what that is.
So... he's been calling and he's been telling me he's been making lots of money. He's buying pop and selling the cans for 75 cents.
Now get it. Now for new listeners, her papa put us through hell.
Yeah.
And if go back to previous seasons, you will hear a lot of gems of information if you are dealing with those type of things with Medicaid and all kind of other shit. But long story short, he is locked up.
Yeah.
In an old people jail.
Well, he says he's not anymore. He says they're going to let me come and go as I want. Okay.
I tell you that too, just to get the hell out my face, man. Don't you see Miss Johnson in room 219 just shit herself?
So, he said he's made so much money of buying this, and now he can buy eggnog and sell the eggnog, and he was so excited about that. And I'm like, okay. He's like, I just need help getting more pop because I'm running out. I sell it too fast.
Mm-hmm.
So...
I know where you're going with this. I'm trying not to laugh.
He calls Caleb.
And mind you, he's our son in Texas, and we are in Kansas.
Calls Caleb. Says, Caleb, can you deliver me some cans of pop? And Caleb's like, what?
He's thinking, I ain't mad at his hustle. He's like, he's hey, like, motherfucker, you work for QT. You know what Caleb's I'm saying? Like, man, can something fall off the truck for your grandpa, your great-grandpa? Come on, bro.
So Caleb's like, Papa, I'm in Texas. And he's like, well, you got somebody down here that can deliver?
Can something fall off the truck here?
And he's like, no.
That motherfucker is a hustler. And listeners that don't really know, Gina has that fucking mentality with everything. And it's awesome. It's so awesome to watch. It really is. But yes.
So, yeah. So I felt really, really fucking bad. And I'm like, okay. So I called Janae and I said, look, can you run over? I'll send you some money. Run over and get two things of pop and four things of...
Eggnog.
Nog. And see, and I told her just to get that stuff. And I told her just to get that stuff for a reason. Because he was like, Gina, now I need a lot. I need like 24.
Man, I'm trying to curb inflation. Supply and demand is a bitch right now.
I'll help you carry him in.
You know, so your ass can run out.
I'm like, no. So Janae goes and does that. I was like, oh. Phew. And then he hands her $40 and says, go get me some more real quick.
He already had the inventory down and ready to go.
So Janae calls me and she's like, what do I do? What do I do? And I said, where are you? She's like, I'm in the car. I said, give him back his money. She's like, I'm not going back in there.
Well, you know her little hustling ass kept the $40?
No. What she did is she went around the corner and she gave it to the receptionist at the other end of the hall. And said, give it back to him. I'm not doing it.
I bet she pocketed that shit.
No, she gave it back. Papa said, because I talked to Papa. So he's calling me, blowing me up. So finally today, I decided to answer.
Are you serious?
He said, Gina, I sold out that afternoon. I'm like, oh, that's crazy. He said, I need more. I said,
ain't nobody getting roped into your fucking hustle, man. Listen, do I need to step in?
And this is where he was telling me that they've got him on a schedule that he can leave whenever he wants. He's just got to call and get a ride and just all this crazy stuff. And I said, oh, God, okay. I said, when did you see the neurologist? Yesterday. You did. I need to call him now, though. So I had to give him the phone number. I gave him the phone number, and I'm like, oh, he's going to bug the shit out of this doctor. Because he calls nonstop. So he wanted to get some spare drugs.
What does that mean?
his spare Parkinson's pills. He wanted to get some spare.
What kind of code is this for? What?
No. So he can have an extra one on him when he leaves and he starts feeling slow again. And I'm like, okay. Well, you can call him, but you're just going to have to ask him to see if he can put in an order for a PRN, and then you can ask the nurse and get one to take with you. And I'm like, dude, you are so popped up on these Parkinson's pills.
Yeah, man, hell yeah. He's like, shit, man, I got to get high some kind of way, even though he's never drank and never smoked.
No, he's never drank, never smoked. No drugs.
Now, you would think he was a complete product of it, though.
Mm-hmm.
That's the irony of it. The way he is and his manias and stuff like that,
mm-hmm.
You would think that he lived on the edge like a motherfucker. Right. Got a Harley Davidson tattoo on his ass because he's got a mohawk right now that's dyed. Yes, ladies and gentlemen. How old is he now? He's in his 80s, early 80s right now. Yeah, he's got a mohawk 82. In this facility that's dyed hands. Purple. He gets a mohawk and he dyes it and he paints his nails.
No, he's getting
He paints his fingernails.
He does all this strange stuff. Because he says it's great. And I like that he lives life.
Hey, man, he do what the fuck he want to do, and I respect the shit out of that part. I do.
But stop scheming me.
No, he trying to scheme everybody. That's what you guys do. That is in your DNA. Dual. You know what a helix is? You know what a double helix does? Yeah, you got that. Like everybody else and every other living mammal and life form. But yes, man. Yeah, man, it's genetics, man. That's that hustler's mentality, that hustler's spirit. And I feel like that's something that people should take away from. Even if you do have a little bit of dementia and some Parkinson's, if you do end up in a facility, man, get your hustle on. Stay true to who the fuck you are.
He loves money. That man loves money. And he loves to spend it.
That reminds me of somebody I know, even though we're cheap.
Right. But I'll make sure I get that so I can get it.
See? You hear the psychology behind it? That's awesome.
A little bit more to that. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, he just, I don't know. I mean, he's living life.
Fool, you ain't going nowhere. Why don't you just tell him? Oh, man. But speaking of scheming, I do want to bring this up, too, because I read this literally today.
What's that?
Now, Before I sound completely insensitive or anything that may offend certain people, too bad. Welcome to the Interracial Odd Couple Podcast. We do appreciate you guys that do listen to our podcast. But when manipulation is happening and scheming is happening, we have to bring it to the forefront. Mm-hmm. It is what it is. So, small article today, the headline read, and I'm just going to do headline, and that's it.
Okay.
We that's all know me that. Reading. Please, first of all, be careful out there. Do what you got to do. Social distance. Nobody talks about the healthy aspects of what you need to do to avoid the best you can, to get from not contracting the COVID-19 virus and all the different variants that are going on out there right now. Mm-hmm. Nobody talks about the healthy aspects. Take your zinc. Take your vitamin D. Take your vitamin C. Go out and get some sun. All those things that nobody's talking about anymore. Social distance. Wear your mask.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
hide in your house.
Now, today there was a small study that had happened. Long story short, headline says Omicron significantly reduces COVID antibodies generated by Pfizer vaccine. Let me repeat that. Omicron significantly reduces COVID antibodies generated by Pfizer vaccine. Okay, got that right? All the listeners got that? Literally an hour later, breaking news. Pfizer says initial lab studies show a third dose of their COVID-19 vaccine neutralizes the Omicron variant. Let that sink in for a second. Also, everybody knows, too, the best form of defense against the COVID-19 virus and certain variants is actually if you've already contracted COVID-19, right?
I guess so, yes.
Come on, ladies and gentlemen. Sometimes you just got to look at the schemes and everything that is announced, not bringing into question everybody's health and things of that nature. That is true. But just open your eyes. Be aware there's a lot going on outside of just what's floating around in the air or whatever you contract in as far as the COVID-19 variants and stuff like that. I'm not trying to sound ignorant and insensitive, but you have to open your eyes to the bullshit. There is some bullshit afoot. I'm just going to keep it a buck. These are the words of Scythe. If you have a problem with that, address me directly. Okay? But anybody with common sense should look at this and see, oh, this is all about what?
Money.
The defense rests, Your Honor.
Everything's about money.
I mean, come on, man. Do what you got to do. Do your due diligence. And that's why I'm just circling it back around to take care of your own health, first of all. If you're vaccinated, unvaccinated, I'm not for it or against it. That is your personal choice. That is your personal right. There's different variations of what happened when it comes to that, and people, feeling like they've been vaccinated against their will and stuff like that. I understand that part of it, too. Mm-hmm. We all understand that part of it. If you want to travel the world and you want to see your family that's on the other side of the world, there's all kind of different variations when it comes to that, too. But just don't be manipulated. And if you know this going into it and going into certain situations, we don't know what 2022 is getting ready to bring, because we're right there on the footsteps of that, right there on the doorstep of it, I should say. We don't know what's getting ready to happen, but please just be aware. Keep your eyes open. Keep your mind open. Don't be swayed by the algorithms and manipulation that is going on out here. That's all I got to say. That's my public service announcement. And as I write these, I was going to say monograms and all kind of different things. Gina, 2024. I'm writing her presidential speeches and campaign, y'all. That's what I'm working on right
okay,
now.
Okay, let's.
A moment. But just let that be information for you to think about and sink in. But just literally within these few hours, that is what is going on right now.
That's nuts.
Well, I mean, shit. All of a sudden, a third dose, and I'm not attacking anybody that is vaccinated or unvaccinated. That's not what I'm doing. Our personal statuses on it is none of your fucking business. But I will put it this way. It's kind of funny that Thanksgiving weekend was just recently, right?
Right.
And all of a sudden, the first case that was actually put out there to the public for the world to see, South Africa, first case of an Omicron variant. And then all of a sudden, a week and a half, 2 weeks later, just do your due diligence and just look at it for what it is. Money, 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 money. But please be careful. Do what you got to do. Protect yourself and your families. And most importantly, don't worry about what other people are doing around you either. But just keep your eyes open and just look at everything that's going on outside of your little worlds. Because we all live in our own little worlds inside of a big world. Mm-hmm. So just do that. Just do that. That's all I'm encouraging people to do. I'm trying to take it a little bit deeper, man, because I know I'll be goofy a little bit sometimes, but sometimes I'm just going to throw little things out there that I'm just, you know what, throw a little bit more of my personality out there, because I be getting deep and I be driving Gina fucking crazy. Like, I don't know what the fuck this alien is talking about.
Right. That's probably what my face looks like.
Well, listen to the playback for the first time ever since we've been recording this podcast. Then you'll be like, well, nope, still don't get it. No, but please be safe, everybody, during this holiday season as you travel, as you go see family, friends, and loved ones. Please be safe. Please be careful.
Mm-hmm. It's scary out there.
And yeah, yeah, it definitely is in a lot of ways, in a lot of mm-hmm. ways. All right, baby. Is there anything that you want to tell everybody before we conclude this episode? There's one more episode before the end of the year. One more episode for y'all.
Woo.
And then we go into our end of the year break. And then we usually come back in February. So we do appreciate you guys that do listen to us each and every other week this year. Thank you for bearing with us on that. There's been a lot that has transpired for us this year. And what we will do on the next episode, like we always do, we'll do an end of the year recap. And we'll reflect on the things that we appreciated, you know, throughout the year, and what we look forward to doing next year, as you know, as far as our goals and as a couple,
right,
individually and together and as a family. So
that's amazing.
Yeah, that's what we do, man. Mm.
Good deal.
Yeah. Anything you want to tell everybody, babe, going through the latter stages of 2021?
Let's see. When you wake up in the morning,
wake me up before you go.
Say something positive to yourself about yourself.
I like that.
And then start your day good. Mm. And be kind.
Nice.
Okay.
That's pretty. I like that, babe. I really do. Mm. That's really good. And that's really positive.
Mm-hmm.
And I know, like we just talked about and alluded to earlier in this episode, that this time of year is not happy for everyone.
Mm-hmm.
So,
it was tough. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well said, baby.
Thanks.
You're welcome, baby. No, but that was well said. I do like that. I go along with what she said, man. Yeah. Because I was thinking along the same lines, honestly, mm-hmm. too. But you just worded it so beautifully, you just kind of stuck me there for a second. Well, I don't know what to say now. But yes, do that. Repeat it for me one more time. Say something kind to yourself in the morning when you wake up.
Yep. Something positive about yourself.
Something positive.
Love yourself. Tell yourself you're fucking amazing. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I be doing that, though.
Mm-hmm. Good.
I'd be like, man, you ain't shit, but keep working hard.
That's so not. It's, that's a positive and a negative.
Yes,
there.
It is. You know, double negative.
Yeah.
No, it ain't.
Okay.
No, but I think that was beautifully said. So hopefully everybody does what, honey? Along with that message.
Stay high and right.
And stay positive, as always.
Yes.
The best you can. Always find a reason to smile at least once a day.
Yep.
At least once a day. And keep it pushing, man.
Yep.
You may even be incarcerated selling eggnog out of shot cups for...
It's just momentary.
Hey, man, you do what you got to do out here.
Yep.
To get that bread, to do
Make
what you got to do,
best
man.
Of any situation.
Yep. You have to.
If you got to laugh at yourself, then laugh.
And if you are confused about your situation and you're looking around like, man, what the hell is going on? Just sit back, stop, and don't do anything and just evaluate. Yeah. That's all.
That's how you grow.
Yeah, man.
Every day.
Every day. Mm-hmm. And also, you know what you're supposed to do every day, too?
What's that?
Hey, yay, yay, yay.
Smoke weed every day.
Before we leave, man, Bone Thugs and Harmony versus 3-6 Mafia. No, we ain't gonna go there. Thank you, everybody, for checking out another episode of the Interracial Odd Couple Podcast, and we will talk to you soon.
Bye.
Deuces.